So if you have a new iPhone 10 and you wonder, so how does it recognize my face? Or if you wear the earbuds, you know, the little Apple earbuds, and you notice it stops playing music when you take it down, well, that's a chip. And those and a lot more are made by a company called Finisterre. And they're going to make a lot of them in North Texas, starting pretty soon because they just opened a big plant in Sherman. Michael Holston is the CEO of Finisterre and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So did you like my back of the envelope explanation of what it is you do?
That's pretty close.
Because if
Pretty
you get
close.
into all the words, I mean, you make VCSELs that just really confusing.
Let me explain a little bit about what Finisterre does. The company has had a very long history in what we call optical networking. And as you probably know, the fastest thing in the world is light.
Yep.
And what we essentially do is convert electrical signals that run the internet, run computers, run networks to light. So for long distances, when data is going to travel over considerable undersea or through cities, the backbone that does that is optics. And we're the company that actually makes circuits, electrical circuits, that transfer electrical signaling to light and enable all of that long-haul communication. Makes your signals from this
Yeah.
show travel all over the world.
So, and you must do this very well because the thing that I found out, so you open this giant plant in Sherman. You had the ribbon cutting Monday. And I know you're going to employ a lot of people, over 500 people up there. But the intriguing thing to me is I found out that Apple provided a bunch of the funding for it, is they want to be your partner forevermore, evidently. That's good company.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is exploit a new opportunity. So you talked a little bit about it, these VCSELs, which are vertical cavity lasers. It's a typical kind of laser that's used in this optical networking that I just described. It's part of what
So it knows that it's me when I pick up my iPhone 10.
Well, it's the idea is the underlying technology that's used in this optical networking, the same technology that transfers data around in a data center. We found this application where it can be used to project light on the face, and then that light is reflected back to a sensor, and now that technology can determine whether it's your face, it's my face, whether it's Victoria's face, whoever. It's an incredible technology, but it's a use of the same stuff that was in optical networking, where
Yeah.
Finisterre's had this super long history and an incredible heritage, and we're taking that application, that underlying technology now, and applying it to something totally new.
And there must be lots of applications because I got the feeling that, I mean, once you get started with this, why can't my car do this? I should be able to walk up my car and say, "Hey, David, how are you? Come
Yeah,
on
I
in."
mean it's absolutely fascinating. You hit the nail on the head. It's the number of applications that we're talking about in this space are enormous. It starts with this facial recognition, and you can apply it to cell phones, you can apply it to cars. But a really interesting application of the technology, for example, in the car, is if you're falling asleep, if you're nodding off, we can actually detect that using the same kind of underlying technology that's used in phones for security features, and now apply it to safety and detect, okay, well,
Yeah.
David's fallen asleep, you know, he's been up late, he's fallen asleep. Why don't we alert some safety systems and stop the car and give him a nap?
I can see why Apple would love you so much. So speaking of love, the people of Sherman must love you too. You're filling up this giant warehouse up there full of high-tech equipment, and I would imagine you got a lot of people you have to hire too. Are you having any trouble finding people?
It's a great question. That was certainly one of our concerns coming into Sherman. We thought that we're a Silicon Valley company. We've been in there for a long time, and the ability to get tech workers is pretty easy. And so we thought moving to Sherman, that was going to be one of our biggest challenges, quite frankly, was being able to hire. It hasn't turned out that way. The Sherman people have been great. We just actually signed up with Grayson College up there, a big scholarship fund. They're going to use $500,000 that was given by the state of Texas to help train employees who have a manufacturing background to work in a high-tech facility.
So you're going to grow your own. That's very smart.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. The community of Sherman has been unbelievable. They've been helpful in getting this factory up and running. We started this project in December, January of this year. And then, as you alluded to, we had the ribbon cutting earlier today. So in less than 6 months' time, we've gone from a four walls and a ceiling to an operational factory. It's incredible.
So you're new. I mean, you came in this year as CEO, and obviously some of this, you know, you sort of inherited. And it was on the play, but you're going to put your stamp on the company. What do you look? Where are we going to be talking about 5 years from now? Because your business is never stagnant.
No, the tech business changes every single day. It's an amazing thing. I come from a consumer background. So you and I were talking before we went live, a company called Broadcom, which has a long heritage in dealing with semiconductors, these
right.
ICs, for consumer applications, whether it's PCs, phones, what have you, things that you touch every day, your iPad sitting in front of you. And Finisar has been more in this optical networking where we're dealing on a business-to-business level. We're dealing with companies like Cisco or Alcatel, big companies that install huge networks throughout the world. And what we've done is now trying to transform the company from one that was very involved in this business-to-business, this telecom data networking field, and move it into consumer. And so that skill set is very different. You're talking about our manufacturing volume is 100,000 units a month. That's a very good run rate for us. And when you're dealing with consumer, you're dealing with millions of units, not a month, but a week. And so the scale, the magnitude is something very different. Finisar has the underpinnings to be able to do that, but the move into Sherman is really enabling us to scale the manufacturing to keep pace with consumer applications.
That's fascinating. So, and of course, the other is Moore's Law, is the price keeps coming down, but then again, as the price comes down, it makes it more widely accepted and people start running around, or engineers start running around finding new applications for these things. So it's the pleasant self-fulfilling syndrome.
Yeah, David, it's the team and I went to Starbucks this morning and we had a cup of coffee, and every time I go in there, it seems like the price of coffee is going up. And most businesses, prices go up. But unfortunately, as you alluded to, in high tech, prices go the other direction. They go down. And what we have to do is keep pace with our manufacturing, keep pace with our technology. We know that's an inevitable phenomenon. Prices are going to fall.
But your audience gets big. When the price comes down, there are more applications for your devices, right?
That's true. Yeah, I think that what's interesting here is that, you know, we're talking about in this optical networking, which has been Finisar's heritage. We're talking about, as I said, a market, a TAM, a total available market, again, that borders on hundreds of thousands of units a month. Those prices are, you know, tens, hundreds, thousands of dollars. These modules can cost even $10,000 per unit. We're talking now about dollars. So it's a huge order of magnitude different on the pricing front to enable this exponential growth in volume.
You know, it's going to be fun. Hopefully we'll talk before then, but I look forward to knowing what we're going to be talking about 5 years from now, because I think it's really going to be intriguing. And I hope Sherman, and Alan, for that matter, where you're also, continue to play an important role in the company.
It's critical for us. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and it's a nice segue. Our Alan factory is essential for our data networking business, the traditional business we've been in, this idea of taking electrical signals and transferring it to light. Our Allen facility has been around for years, and we were the first manufacturer of these VCSELs, these lasers that have this special function, but that's capacity constrained. Our Allen factory simply can't handle the volume that these consumer applications drive. And so Finisar made this move just before I joined up in Sherman, and we opened this factory. We bought the factory in December of last year, and it's something that's going to enable us to really scale our footprint and change our business over the course of the next couple of years.
Well, I can see it now. Somewhere between Allen and Sherman, the mighty Finistar Tower, probably about 35 stories or something like that. We drag you life.
Where you
the lifelong California.
There you go.
We'll drag you down.
There you go. I heard the state taxes are favorable. That's what you were saying before we went on air.
It does. It'll work in your. You'll like it. You'll like it. Michael Hurlston's the CEO of Finistar, trades on the NASDAQ, and has a strong presence in North Texas. Good to have you here.
Thank you, David.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Dynamite! You're really good at this.